Does it have to be loud in here, or can it just be loud on the podcast?
What, is it loud in here?
Yeah, that was quite loud.
I can just put it on, like, I don't know, I could try it again. I think the whole point is it could be loud.
Oh, I don't care if it feeds back.
I'm not sure.
And
I've never really got... No, the idea to plumb music in while we're doing it would need a great big setup. But I thought I'd try to be smart, Spice. We're doing the podcast
cheap
near the thing, so, okay. We can just... I do that. Why just hold the mic closer to the... That's the Super Furry Animals. The man don't give a fuck. And I think in light of recent, you know, political turmoil here in the country, an election, let's say, turmoil, an election.
I'm leaving tomorrow. Couldn't care less.
Okay, well, you're going back to Canada. You're going back to
Canada tomorrow evening. It was just Canada Day, and apparently the sun's out, and it's nice and warm.
We're not putting it out. We're not putting it out today, Mike.
I don't. But now
you're just making it up. Now you're just telling everyone, "Oh, we did this."
I don't look.
It was Canada Day.
I don't want people.
Happy Canada Day, everybody!
I don't want people to think that we think we're fooling anyone.
If it was Canada Day,
if we are fooling anyone out there, then those people are idiots, and I don't want them listening. Sometimes this is recorded on Wednesday.
Oh,
goes out on it. Sometimes we do two or three.
Hear that? That's the asshole police, Mike, because. They're coming to take you away because you just called our listeners.
The asshole police. No, yeah. Not listeners. Only
they are listeners.
If there's anyone that thinks this is live to air,
the Somalians,
they're idiots.
The Somalians.
Somalians are idiots.
They're not idiots. You're not idiots, Somalians. You're listening, and it's nice of you, all 47 of you, unless it's one Somalian listening 47 times.
Are you still following that?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Why?
That's just sad.
I want to know what the demographics are.
Why?
Because it's part.
Nothing we've made.
We paid good money to Podmatic to figure out what the demographics of our stupid podcast
money.
Is. Why are we talking about the inner workings of the podcast? Why don't you just go, hi, Phil. Welcome to...
Did you do anything
Can
on
we,
Facebook?
Wait,
to
hang
say
on.
You're safe?
Hang on.
Did
wait,
you tell anyone
hang
you're
on.
Safe?
Hang on.
Have you told anyone?
Hang on.
Safe?
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
They know.
Episode. No, they don't.
This is just repetition.
Because I changed the name of the title of the podcast to We Ate All the Pies last week. Because you were going on about something like that. You're listening to...
I was going on about pie eating?
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
Ooh.
The chimes of...
The tape is falling off the chimes.
The chimes are fucked up.
No, that won't work.
Yes, it will.
No, it won't. It's going to fall right off.
No, it won't.
It will. It will, and I'll laugh.
It's not. Don't. It didn't fall off. You're a jerk.
You're a jerk, Mike.
Okay, so we hang our...
Those are the jerk police, and they're coming to get you. Funny stuff. You know, by the way, I should mention, Phil just woke up from a nap. Like, moments ago.
I'm just trying to... Yeah.
So Eddie, he's woken up, and he's got...
Are you saying that's why I...
You're a little rough. There you go.
I don't care.
No worries.
I don't care either. I'm glad you're gone. I'm glad you're leaving. This
I'm
is
so
the last
thrilled.
The last episode of Zen with Mike fucking whoever and Phil Watkinson. Yeah, that's me. Well, surprise, surprise. Not even my real name, Mike.
What?
I made it up.
Is this the last episode? You're finally going to tell
the last episode
who you actually are? But Phil, don't. Don't. Next week on.
There is no next week because
there's
not even a tomorrow because today tomorrow's not even today because today was yesterday
because we're
putting this on
mellow
tomorrow.
Mellow out, man. If we're gonna do more than one this afternoon,
mellow out.
Mellow out.
That's the whole point of fucking Zen with Mike Wilmot. So I was trying to get you to mellow out. And
listen to how mellow I am.
Well, I know that,
I'm going home tomorrow.
That's why it's the last episode.
Very clean country too.
That is why it's the last episode.
Clean, got a lot of elbow room, camping. It'd be lovely.
Yeah, camping.
Sunny and warm.
Elbow room, so you can stick your elbows in other people.
I'm flying out to Edmonton to do some shows. And
you going to work back there?
I'm going to other places. Ajax, Ontario.
Wow, maybe you can cough up that 40 quid you owe me.
Where am I don't owe you money.
Yeah,
that's
you
one of those. No,
yeah, you do.
No,
yeah,
no,
you do.
No, you don't.
I'm sorry I brought
and
it up.
You owe me money.
I don't owe you
owe
money.
Me
for
money.
What?
For everything.
like this for this podcast, which is made 50. I gave you all the money for
half,
this podcast.
Half, you gave me half, and then he took.
Sorry, I hope Myrna's not listening to this because she'll know.
Myrna's not going to listen to this. Shit.
She might.
No.
She might be.
No.
You never know. She might actually.
I know exactly.
She might be on the internet going, "Oh, I wish I need to find some Zen." Go, "Hey, look at this. There's a guy with the same name as Mike doing a program about Zen." I go, "Oh my God,
do you need another 20 minutes? That's Phil Watkinson. Maybe another half
no,
hour?
I don't need anything.
I think you need
from you.
20 minutes.
I need nothing. It's over now.
As
of tomorrow.
In order to do a successful improv, does back this, and forth, you shouldn't be closing all these doors.
I'm closing all the doors, Mike.
Every time I open
close
the door,
the doors. You're the one. You're the one that knocked the chimes off the thing.
One time for fun.
You're
now
the
you're,
one that knocked them. And that's not closing. The whole point
the
is that.
One was
you close Zen. I don't care.
No one's listening.
Drink your wine.
Doesn't matter.
Shut up. Doesn't matter. So anyway.
We got the windows
glad
open.
Glad you had
I'm
a good time.
The fans okay.
Yeah, for the asshole police.
Did Phil mention that's such a horrible joke?
What do you mean? It's not even a
it's
horrible joke.
No, it's just a dumb
it's a
thing
dumb
to say.
Dumb thing to say.
Those well, are the asshole police.
Whereas the things you say on this
aren't
podcast
you,
have been highly thought through.
Not, with the current way it is in London.
No.
Do you hear sirens more often?
No.
Do you think people are phoning the cops all the time
no.
now? I think they are.
I don't think they are.
I do.
I think most Londoners...
Closing another door, are
no,
you, Phil?
I think most Londoners
closing
get on...
Closing another door.
Clanky, clanky, clank. I'm chaining it up.
You know, there is a plus side.
No, there isn't.
Terrorists mowing There's, people down in the
no,
street.
Is there, Mike? I don't think so.
Less street performers, Phil. Less street performers. You know, you can go down...
Hang
Leicester
on.
Square
Hang
is,
on.
You don't hear any horrible rap music. You don't... There's no... It's wonderful.
Mike.
It's a new beginning. And it's not packed... It's a new beginning.
I can't believe it. For you, you've actually done work on this podcast.
Well, it's my last one. What the fuck?
You've
remember that
run,
one
actually
I actually did notes?
Well, no, what other...
And you fucked it up? Remember?
No.
Yeah, remember?
No.
Yeah, it was you.
No.
Yeah.
What jokes have you got?
It wasn't jokes, Phil. It was... I had notes
no,
and everything.
This is great.
Then you fucked it up, remember? Because you didn't check the... No, you didn't check something.
You're living in the past.
I'm living in the
yeah.
past. You keep on bringing up the Somalians.
That's now. They're listening to us now.
They're not listening.
They are.
I check the demographics.
If you live in...
And I'll tell you, zero
do me
Somalians.
A favor. Somalians. You live in Somalia. Please, please, please.
Toronto.
No, they live in Somalia.
Oh, I thought you were
if
talking
If you're listening
to me.
Now,
oh, no.
I'm talking directly to the Somalians. A plea to
the
Somalians.
Canadian embassy in Somalia.
What's your email, Mike? What's your email?
What's my email?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Wilmot.
Mike Wilmot comic.
Comic, yeah.
At what is it?
Gmail.com. Okay.
So it's
Somalians.
With an M-O-T. Well, it's on the podcast.
You got an M-O-T? Oh,
do-ga-da. See, Phil, you can't just go from asleep to this.
You can.
See, that's something
I
you
did.
Learn.
I
no,
have.
No, you haven't.
I have.
No, not really.
Uh-huh.
No.
I've done it.
No, you're frantic.
So I'm not
you've
frantic.
You've got other things on your mind, and you're venting.
I don't have other
you're
things
You're looking
on my
at
mind.
Me, and you're getting it. You're misdirecting.
No,
yes,
you're misdirecting.
No,
2013.
Oh, yeah,
there
you're
go.
All feminine. I hit a hot spot.
I don't want to say, can we start again? Because we do this every episode, but this is bold.
What have you done? What have you done?
What?
What did you break?
I was just looking at the time.
What time is it?
It's time to wrap up our...
It can't be.
No, don't look at it. You'll make a noise. That makes
it
a
can.
Noise.
Eight,
when
nine,
you touch
eight.
It makes a noise.
So what?
So I have to edit that out.
No, you don't.
I can't. I don't.
No, just, no,
like, I don't know how to edit.
Well, apparently you can't have
you,
the fan
And then
running.
You twist it around. Look, okay, you want to
You
leave
just
it?
Did it.
You want to leave it like that? Is that how you want
to
leave it?
No, I just wanted to see the time.
If you move it closer to me, I'm louder.
It was 8 minutes and something. Eight, let me look again.
Don't tell me that.
8:40.
You're just making the listener now look at the time.
What listener?
The Somalians.
I'm not even listening. No one's listening.
You never listen.
People outside are listening.
You're not listening.
We have the windows open today in Crouch End. Lovely Crouch End in North London. Its own village, really. Just one W7. A quick bus trip to your own
you
village.
You have any history of Crouch End? You can...
Yes, it was slummy, and it was flattened by the Krauts, because it's next to Alley Pally, where they had all that. I'm glad you dropped that, and you almost dropped that thing, too, just to bring out what? A horn. He's got one, folks.
I've got one.
He's got one. It's next to his kazoo. Kazoo. Kazoo was
kazoo.
The... It's a kazoo.
You're listening to the mic.
See, I told you.
You're listening
day
to the mic.
One, all you want to do is be a really
Mike
annoying
Wilmot.
Morning. You're an annoying morning. You're an annoying... Morning man. That's who you are.
The Mike Wilmot show.
You're not an actor. You're a morning
Starring
man.
Starring Mike Wilmot.
You're a burned out morning guy. Morning Drive with Phil Robinson. Hey, how you doing, everybody?
You're listening to The Morning Zoo with Mike Wilmot.
You threw that in. I heard you.
Do what?
You
do
really leaned on the N in Wilmont.
They did.
Yeah, you did.
Did I get it wrong after all these years?
Okay, yeah. Send your emails from Somalia to Mike Wilmont Comic.
No, Mike Wilmont Comic @gmail.com. If you're a Somalian, I want you to write a scathing letter to Mike.
No, don't make it scathing. Say, Michael, next
if I were
week,
them.
Apologize. And I will.
There's going to be no next week. We're going to do another 3 podcasts this afternoon.
You said 7.
I was going to and spread them out, but now.
How can you be this angry for 7?
Well, not if you could tell them every
podcast. See, that's why I
sounded
mellow.
Oh, God.
Pick those up.
I picked them up.
I know, that's
you can't tell me to pick it up.
Right after you picked it up. Yes, you can. That was a dick move.
You know you're a dad.
That was a dick move.
You're a dad.
Okay. Where are you? Just hang it where you had it. Where I knocked it off. What? This is such a rickety.
Well, you had moved it around while I was away. That none of that would have
happened. I never moved anything
around.
Shut up. Jeez, just right to shut up now? Jeez, those are the rude police, and they're coming to get you. See, it didn't work. There was no siren.
The sound effects police.
That was the sound effect.
I could put a siren in there.
Don't.
I'm going to put a siren in here.
I did already.
Here's a siren. Imagine there's a siren there.
They're just pulling. No.
I'm going to put a siren in.
No.
Yeah, I am.
No.
I'll put 3 sirens. I'll put one here.
And here.
And one. I'm not going
to. No, that's even better. Now that's finally something funny. And one here. Don't do it.
I'm not going to.
See, that's the surprise that our listeners like.
What surprise? What listeners?
Richard Wood loves it when it goes like that.
Cammy Sinclair still listens.
Who?
Cammy.
Oh, right. I met him in Glasgow.
Yeah, lovely guy.
Yeah, he is a lovely
guy.
Yeah,
you didn't like him.
Oh, and
you didn't like him very much.
No. I said he smelled a bit of pee.
No, you didn't. Say
I did.
Did he smell of pee?
No, the room.
You don't smell of pee, Cammy.
You were next to the pisser. No, we were.
Did you say that to him at the time?
No. I did. Why would I say to him, "Hey, how you doing?"
Is this what happens? You meet our listeners like one on one, and then tell them they smell of pee.
No, everything smells of pee, Phil. You're just not paying attention.
George said,
"This town does." I'll tell you.
Oh, God.
When it comes to pee, when I used to live by Waterloo, we had to go to that Waterloo Tunnel, and you had to hold your breath at one end and try to get to the other in one breath. No one could do it, and you would just halfway down just get this huge lung full of urine. And then keep going.
Did you just make a joke about people getting run over by terrorists?
No.
That's not very sensitive.
No, I was talking about running through a tunnel, not the smell of urine. How did you hear?
No, but I just heard, that's real. I just caught up with you and realized you just made some horrible joke.
It was an observation.
At the expense of the people who lost their lives to terrorism?
Yes. But on the good side, less street performers. There's a good side. That's all I'm saying. There's a silver lining to all this death.
Wow.
Oh, is this you, Caring Phil?
No,
is this your
no,
new character?
No.
Caring Phil?
It's not Caring Phil. It's just normal.
But you waited this long to... That's... I can't take your reaction seriously.
Well, you should.
Your eyebrows go... Ladies and gentlemen. Or just gentlemen.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Cammy,
or just lady. With some of those things about Rick Wood
Richard,
we don't need. I just call him Rick Wood. Dick Wood. Oh, that's real. Oh.
That's...
Ow, I bet he got that all the time.
Dick Wood?
I bet you got it all the time as a child.
Well,
Dick Wood,
that's a worse joke than me making fun of people getting killed.
No, it's not.
I'm just glad they made the Welsh guy a terrorist.
Which guy?
Because they tried not to.
Which guy?
The Welsh guy.
Oh, he's a terrorist.
Yeah, he's a fucking terrorist, but they didn't. They tried. At first, they were just, oh, no, he's, nuts.
He's a nuts guy, yeah.
No, they finally fessed up. He's a fucking terrorist.
Terrorist, yeah.
Psychopath, terrorist. It's, there you go.
They're the same thing.
Make them the same thing.
But yeah. Sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Could be any of us.
Could be you. Not
no.
There's not that many 54-year-old guys that are willing to do that.
No, I don't.
Not many. Not many.
Know. Not left.
Well, no, there are a lot now. There are a lot of guys in their 50s
that
want to commit suicide and figured this will be a good way. I'll go down as some kind of hero for some ridiculous concept. And hoping to be shot by the police.
What are you trying to tell me? You want to be shot by the police?
No, I'm not
the
saying
asshole
that.
Police?
I'm saying, no, the asshole police. What are they going to shoot you with?
They're assholes.
Oi.
Oh.
No.
That joke didn't go well.
Death by asshole.
Zen with Mike Wilmont. This episode 24 of... Now, we're into series 3, so it's series 3, episode 4.
And also...
We had great plans.
Also, now that you know my email address, if anyone out there... knows how we can do this long distance so we can continue doing it Well, from my place in Toronto.
He means technically. He doesn't mean how can we do this. Whereas,
no one can help us on that in that department. Yeah. But if someone could be kind enough, someone a 30 something. I mean, what we need is a 30 something. We probably need a 20 something.
While we're on this, he needs another co-host. And some writers. So if anyone there wants to write...
No, I don't need any writers. Oh, if I just have another guy that's sort of funny...
No, you need writers.
Then we can probably bounce things around and build material together.
You need writers.
Okay, I need a better co-host.
You need a stooge.
I already have a stooge. I need a funnier one.
You don't need eight. You need eight co-hosts.
You're like an unfunny
stooge. I'm just a tech guy.
You're like
the guy that plugs
like
the machine in.
You're like Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he got him feminine.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, but he was always... What are you saying? That was his thing. But there's a fire. That was one of the funniest Curly Joe moments.
No, was it? What happened?
He was in a movie with Abbott Costello.
Uh-huh.
And he kept coming into the restaurant going, can I have a glass of water?
Sure.
Can I have a glass of water? Then a few minutes later, can I have a glass of water? Why do you want so much water? Then he went, there's a fire.
Okay, well, that's that one.